Good afternoon, Eastern Washington and fellow Patriots. This is Matt Shea, and welcome to Patriot Radio. Broadcasting live from deep inside the heart of the future Liberty State. Brought to you once again by On Fire Ministries and the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith, bringing you the story behind the story. And the news behind the news, not about right or left, it's about right and wrong, about our hope not being in man, but in Jesus Christ, and about not ending in prayer, but also moving to action. The Gospel of the Kingdom, Isaiah 61, 1 through 4. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord anointed me to bring good news to the humble. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim release to captives and freedom to prisoners, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the cloak of praise instead of a disheartened spirit. So they will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Then they will rebuild the ancient ruins. They will raise up the former devastations. They will repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. In the legacy of Dr. Stan Monteith means we have to go behind the story. And I'm going to share a little bit about behind the story right now, because with what I talked about on the last show, you have the Russians moving their hospital unit up to the front, their air defense units up to the front, masking troop movements, very clearly doing the preparatory work for an invasion of Ukraine. Most analysts are saying maybe early next year. However, from a strategic standpoint, the ground is freezing right now. Should be frozen enough by December 21st, the tanks could roll even before Christmas. And just so everybody understands, the Orthodox Church does not celebrate the same Christmas date that we do. Theirs is in the first part of January, so it wouldn't be ruining their Christmas to invade on ours. I would also bring up right now that it's very clear that China is looking to use this crisis to mask moves against Taiwan, and also Iran and Israel are mixing it up. And I'm going to get to a little bit of the details here. But also it came out that the Federal Reserve was looking at 3 rate hikes next year and then 2 more to follow in 2023 and 2024, potentially. This has all the makings, because they're now admitting that double-digit inflation is a very real thing that's happening. Some people, if you go to the real numbers, some people are very clear in saying that food inflation is already at about 40%. That a hyperinflation scenario is beginning. As a result of that, the Fed raising interest rates could result in the worst of all scenarios, stagflation, where you have a devaluation of the currency through inflation, and you have a devaluation of assets. So what do we do in this time? The, again, very clear answer is be prepared. Buy food now. If you've been waiting to purchase something, I would probably purchase it now. Demand has already gone up for this Christmas season. But there is another thing that is associated with this that I want to talk about. A few years ago, I was praying and I really felt led to start something called the Liberty State Movement, to move it forward, create a 51st state here. Puerto Rico was already asked to become a state. So at the national level, there's a very good argument to bring in Puerto Rico and Liberty State at the same time into the union and keep the balance of power in the Senate, while recognizing the fundamental principle that representative elections and elected officials closest to the people is best. And that the Founding Fathers in Article 4, Section 3 gave us a very clear way to create new states. Now, there's a big argument that people have about the name. Liberty State is the name that was voted on by over 1,000 people when this movement first started. And so the story behind this story is that we created a flag and a state seal, and we've been talking with people over the years, and the liberals and rhino Republicans have at every turn tried to stop Liberty State movement because they understand how powerful it is. It only requires a simple majority vote, not a super, a simple majority vote at the state level in the state house and the state senate, and at the federal level, the federal house and the federal senate. That's it. Just a simple majority vote. And so because it's a simple majority vote, it is the viable solution to everything that's going on, particularly here in Washington state, with an out-of-control governor, with the clear attempts to implement control mechanisms that are in direct violation of the Washington state constitution. And just one example of that, Article 26, the only irrevocable part of the Washington state constitution, says there is perfect toleration of religious sentiment and that no person shall be molested in their person or property on account of their mode of worship. Mode of worship is what you put in your body. Mode of worship is actually going to church. And yet Inslee has come against this in direct violation of the Constitution. And I'm not even going to get into the asinine defense of masks and how many people who've studied bioweapons over the years understand that masks, like they are requiring, are useless in the stop of communicable diseases. They may have a very, very little benefit in the stopping of droplets, but as far as the stopping of the spread of communicable diseases, in fact, there's 40 years of literature that says shouldn't use that. And when we studied bioweapons and we did NBC or nuclear, biological, and chemical exercises, you would have to mask with a rubber mask, totally sealed around your face. In fact, that's why military people shave so there can be a good seal of the gas mask. And then you had a hood that came over it. You had full what was called MOP gear, mission-oriented protective gear. And it went head to toe. You had boots, and everything had to overlap, and nothing could be unsealed. That was how you could properly be dressed for a biological or chemical environment. And yet, these little tiny masks that they want to require, and here's the don't make any sense. And here's the problem. There is no law. And people keep saying this. I ran into somebody the other day who tried to insist. I said, no, there's not. There is not. And they were trying to argue with me. And all they could do is parrot the news. That's all they could do. Right now, Liberty State is the viable option to solving virtually every problem that we have with the tyranny emanating out of Olympia. Now, it is so powerful a solution that that is the thing they tried to come after in regards to yours truly and other people that were working on the Liberty State movement. They threw tens of thousands of dollars at it to try to smear it. They called all kinds of called us all kinds of names, tried to make stuff up, but it's still here. And it's very, very well supported across Eastern Washington. You're looking at several polls, the average about 74%, which means it crosses political lines, by the way, of support for Liberty State. So let's make this thing happen. This is what they listen to when you try to take their power away by doing something like this constitutionally. They absolutely hate it. But this is the answer to the mass hysteria over the pandemic, the mass hysteria by the pretender, and this intentional plan of fear that they've been trying to put into everybody's hearts. So you have to take the vaccine, you have to wear a mask, or you can lose your job, or else you'll be socially stigmatized and all this. If it's really legit, you don't have to do any of that stuff. And so I think it's time for the representatives and the governmental structure to represent Liberty State like they feel in Seattle. We should have the same. King County's even said they want to have their own state. Great, have your own state. Great. But we should have the representation, true representation of our values, culture, tradition, and heritage here in this part of the country, Liberty State. So you can go to libertystate.org, find out more information, but I wanted to give you the backstory for it because so many people have been asking, what do we do? Well, this is one option. And as Christians, it's time to stand up, to have the anatomical wherewithal to defend Christendom, to defend this great nation, defend Western civilization. Too many people keep splitting hairs on this. They try to downplay the Muslim Brotherhood. They try to downplay the communist infiltration in this country. They pretend like they're like throwing pillows at us or something instead of what's really going on. And we're going to get to some of that here in a second, which brings me now to your daily intelligence briefing. On the international front, Tehran prepares to launch space satellite, maybe can mount effective warhead on a 2,000-kilometer range ICBM. Some other intelligence that has been spreading around is that Iranians are within 30 days of weapons-grade plutonium. According to Iranian sources, the space satellite is to be launched again by a Simorgh rocket, which has a range of 4,000 kilometers from the Imam Khomeini spaceport. So the talks have essentially failed in Vienna. The Iranians are not backing down. The Israelis, it can be assumed, are going to have an uptick of sabotage operations against Iran. You can read more about this at Debka File. But it's very clear right now that the United States seems to just like act as if the Muslim Brotherhood and the Iranians have not already declared war on us. They act as if Communist China has not already declared war on us. And I had somebody the other day comment on Gab trying to say, I wouldn't send my sons to die for Taiwan and I wouldn't send my sons to die for Ukraine. And I was like, you are missing the entire point. They've already declared war on us. We're defending the Republic right now. They have declared war in multiple statements, in multiple strategy papers, talking about the Chinese now, and the Muslim Brotherhood, on us. Why are we not acting like that? Taiwan and Ukraine are speed bumps to what these guys eventually want to do. And Israel is a speed bump. This is from And Magazine, Sam Faddis doing a great job there. William Burns, the head of the Central Intelligence Agency, speaking to the Wall Street Journal's annual CEO Council recently, advised the CIA, quote, doesn't see any evidence that Iran's supreme leader has made a decision to move to weaponize, end quote. That makes not only no sense, that is borderline dereliction of duty with all of the multiple statements over the years. Incredible. And moving now to the China front, coming to us from the Epoch Times, U.S. blacklists dozens of Chinese biotech firms that aid military, including for brain control weaponry. I'm sorry, what? U.S. blacklists dozens of Chinese biotech firms that aid military, including for, quote, brain control weaponry. So apparently the Chinese are weaponizing biotechnology. Who's been talking about that? Who's been talking about that for years? General Chiwa Tien's secret speech, they said this. Unrestricted warfare, they imply this. They put it out in their strategy papers. They've talked about it for years, and here we are right on the cusp, and now they finally realize we got to do something. Among 34 Chinese entities targeted was the Academy of Military Medical Sciences, China's top medical research institute run by the Chinese military, alongside its 11 research institutes, for aiding... I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Hang on. So we're recognizing their research institutes like, oh, I don't know, Wuhan, are a problem. And here's what it says. For aiding the Chinese military with biotechnology, including, quote, purported brain control weaponry, end quote, the State Department stated without elaborating on the technology. Awesome. I'm going to post that one up on online, that link, so everybody can see it. Moving to the national front, CDC. CDC panel recommends Pfizer, Moderna COVID shots over Johnson & Johnson. Quote, not preferred. Most Americans should be given the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead of the Johnson & Johnson shot that can cause rare but serious blood clots, U.S. health advisors recommended Thursday. Now, stop. I thought that was a conspiracy theory. I thought that was just from a bunch of anti-vaxxers and stuff, except that it's right here, and I'm citing the AP News now. Perhaps there's something we should all relook as far as vaccines are concerned, because they're not really vaccines. They are gene therapy, most appropriately termed. Coming to us from WorldNet Daily, hospital held in contempt for denying patient prescribed ivermectin. So the hospital's defying a court order? Yep, held in contempt by a court that had authorized the use of ivermectin treatment for a COVID patient there, according to a report from Just the News. The report explained the hospital reportedly agreed to comply following a week of arguing with the court, but it was unclear as of Tuesday morning whether the patient received the prescription. So this is kind of the evidence that there is something nefarious at work behind the scenes, because there is no reason to deny somebody medication. We had this great debate in the legislature here a few years ago about the right to try medication, and that we have the right to try if we're facing a life and death situation. And here you have hospitals literally going against the court order. We'll see if they actually comply with it. For, by the way, a proven medication. So we're not even talking about experimental. We're talking about a proven medication that has data behind it. You got to ask yourself why. And this is what gets me, is there's still people out there like, oh, this is just a conspiracy. You just read the evidence in their own words. And that moves us next to a rather insane case coming out of New York. Decorated Army vet arrested by the NYPD for not showing vax proof. There's a video of it. It is insane. Six men, including a decorated Army veteran, were arrested in New York City last night after failing to show proof of vaccination. It was the cheese. By the way, I want you to hear this. It was the Cheesecake Factory in Queens, New York. So the Cheesecake Factory called the police. Okay, so if you have a different place to eat, find a different place to eat than the Cheesecake Factory, okay? Just so we're good on this part of it. They continued to attempt to order food and drinks at the bar counter and from various tables around the restaurant. Then the police were called. You can see the video there. That'll never happen in America, they told me 8 years ago. It'll never happen. Nobody will ever be arrested for not showing their papers, except that just happened in America. We need to wake up. We need to throw out all the corrupt officials that are either by their silence allowing this to happen or who are actively participating in this. Moving next, Populist Press also. Supreme Court halts election primaries. This is the North Carolina Supreme Court has issued a ruling delaying political primaries in the spring over two lawsuits challenging the so-called gerrymandering. Now they're suspending elections. I want you to hear what just happened in North Carolina. They are halting the primaries over two lawsuits. Coming to us from WorldNet Daily on the national front, another sex scandal allegation hits beleaguered CNN. Project Veritas video informant charges producer sought nude images of teens. This has been lying under the surface for a long time. The light of Christ is shining in on this stuff, and it is being exposed. This is one of the more disturbing things I've read, and in addition to the other one that happened with CNN here recently, I would just advocate that you go take a look at it for yourself. You don't have to look super deeply into it just to see that it's real. And ask yourself the question, how many more of those people are out there in networks like CNN? I think that's a fair question now. All right, we're going to talk about two things to conclude the briefing today. Very important. I want everybody to pay attention right now. If you do not know Understanding the Threat, I strongly urge you, go to their website, understandingthethreat.com. The premier action-oriented organization taking on the communist and Islamic threats in America, particularly the Islamic threat. They have a lot of resources. If you have never heard of them, go there now. All right. This flew under the radar. Everybody, I want you to pay attention, get something to write with right now. House Resolution 5665. House Resolution 5665. Again, House Resolution 5665. Passed by a vote of 219 to 212, straight down party lines. Well, what was this bill? This bill, and you can read about this on Understanding the Threat, advances the strategic objectives of the global Islamic movement, which includes Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the entire Islamic world at the head of state level. The bill was submitted and advocated for jihadi Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, who works directly with a designated foreign terrorist organization, Hamas, doing business as CARE. End quote. This is fascinating. Quote, the bill establishes within the Department of State the office to monitor and combat Islamophobia and addresses related issues. The office shall monitor and combat acts of Islamophobia and Islamophobic incitement in foreign countries. The bill establishes the position of special envoy for monitoring and combating Islamophobia, who shall head the office. Then it requires annual reports to Congress about human rights and religious freedom in foreign countries. Now, Islamophobia, this is very key, has a specific definition under Sharia law. You can read about this in The Reliance of the Traveler. Islamophobia is a term coined by the Muslim Brotherhood Strategic Planning Center, known as the International Institute for Islamic Thought, in the late 1990s. It is a term used to keep people from speaking truthfully about the barbaric and enslaving nature of Islam's Sharia in violation of the Islamic law of slander. All right, end quote. They tried to sneak this in. It's headed over to the Senate. I posted this all over online. Everybody needs to know about this. This is the heading down the road to attempt to criminalize Christian preaching about the truth of Sharia law under Islam. That's what this is about. It's about silencing allies and bringing this back into the United States. Everybody needs to take a look at this, pay attention to it. Again, it's posted up on the social media sites that I have. And again, you can go to virtually any alternate, and I would say real or trustworthy social media site like Gab, Getter, MeWe, Parler. Go to @MattShay and you can find these up there. And please share that with your friends and family too, because a lot of people ask about this and then you can give them the heads up, the skinny. All right, we're going to jump back out to the international front. And we're going to conclude with this. Ukraine meets with NATO. Ukraine's President Zelensky met with NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg in Brussels. They held a joint press conference. And the Russians are obviously trying to lobby the pretender to not allow Ukraine to be accepted by NATO. This, however, the Russians view as very provocative that Ukraine even went to Brussels. In addition to that, China builds hypersonic plane from NASA plan. And China's once again scavenged up U.S. R&D to build a potential high-tech weapons platform. In other words, the United States declassified the X-44 Manta prototype, and the Chinese took it. And where the U.S. failed at developing it, they took the plans and then tried to make them better and develop them themselves. We're literally giving our enemies our technology. It's incredible how ridiculous it is to say to them, don't share our secrets. You should know that already, right? So this is coming to us all from the Forward Observer. And then lastly, it does look like, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, that we are headed into double-digit inflation here next year. Now, analysts say, well, we're going to see inflation rise into the second quarter of 2022 and perhaps into the third quarter and maybe even to the end of the year. Prepare yourself accordingly. You heard it here on Patriot Radio. And that is the briefing. Remember, the antidote to dependency and socialism is to be a God-fearing, self-reliant, freedom-loving American. Thank you to everybody that has been praying for us, and also everybody out there that has actually been listening to what we're broadcasting and taking action to protect your family in this great republic and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. It should be a given that wherever we go as Christians, repentance is like the first thing. It should be a given, but we are way beyond that now. Repentance is critical, no question. But we're at a point where are we actually doing something, or are we just kind of resting back, just holding our popcorn, waiting to see what happens? There's so much happening right now. And as a Christian, if you love your neighbor, you will be prepared for what's coming so we can help each other in this time. And it's going to depend on us locally. It isn't somebody in Kansas or somebody in New York or something like that. It's our local community helping each other here locally that matters. And I hope everybody that is not prepared that's listening to this for the first time does take heed. All right. You can also go to iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Amazon. Patriot Radio is also replayed across the entire American Christian Network, 9 o'clock every Tuesday and Thursday. Make sure to share that with your friends and family as well. All right. You can go to Gab, MeWe, Getter, Minds, USA Life, LinkedIn. I mean, you can go to virtually every social media platform, and you can find me there at Matt Shea. Follow me. Share. We're really moving toward Gab, I'm going to tell you. We're going to move a lot of things over to Gab because they have consistently shown that they are a kingdom-minded organization, that they are a strategic-minded organization. And not only do they love Jesus Christ, but they love working with people who love Jesus Christ and expanding the kingdom so that we have a truly viable alternative economy. All right. Hopefully we can get our guest on. Joe, is our guest ready from England yet?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. We've been really looking forward to this, Mark. I'm so excited we could finally make the technology bow to our will, as it were. It's been quite a challenge to try to get this all together. But let me introduce, for everybody out there, Mark Sutherland. He's a filmmaker, producer, director. He's very well known for a couple of things, but I want to highlight specifically the film White Angel and also the fact that he loves Western civilization, he loves freedom, and he understands what's really going on, and he can give us a bird's eye view from the ground in England, what is happening, especially overseas. Mark, it is so great to have you on finally. Blessings to you, brother.
Matt, it's fantastic to be able to talk to you. I remember with great, absolute pleasure and joy to meet you in 2018 at that incredible meeting in Whitefish. So it's fantastic to finally be online and to talk to you. So thank you, sir.
Awesome. Well, I want to, what is, if you could, just brief, what is the situation right now in Europe from firsthand knowledge? What is really going on the ground? Are people just kind of letting this happen, or is there resistance that's building?
There is resistance. There is a pushback. There's pushback in Germany, as you know. They want to go, you know, in regard to supermarkets and stuff like that, have been having here's a separate lane for vaccinated and unvaccinated and all this kind of thing, and they've been pushing that kind of thing. There is a pushback there. There is a pushback in Austria, where Austria has then decided it's going to lock down the unvaccinated in their homes. That's what's going on. And there was a fantastic interview done by the guy who heads up independent group called Unheard. That's what's going on there. There are other, you know, there's been protests in France and Italy. And Italy, within the last few weeks, they filled Rome. You know, there is all of that going on. And then specifically, if we say to the UK this week, and I will say it, the excuse of a prime minister, the biggest disappointment, you know, Mr. Boris Johnson, the man who then said we're going to get Brexit done, that led, and we now see it in many ways because of political expediency on his behalf, then led us in regard to having a campaign to get us out of Europe. But of course, Nigel Farage for years and years and years and years had pushed that. So suddenly Boris Johnson went and said, well, no, we need to go with this. This is the way the mood is swinging. So just to remind everyone's listeners, people's listening, is that 17,410,752 people with a majority of over a million voted out to leave the EU. And as I stated a couple of years ago when we met, the fact is, as soon as we joined the, then it was the common market, now the European Union, we lost the sovereignty of our nation. And any nation that is not in control of its own borders, not in control of its own laws, not is in control of its own language, and not in control of its money supply, is no longer a nation. And as a Bible-believing Christian, we know the roots of nationhood. And we go back to that story of Nimrod trying to Tower of Babel. It's real. And then trying to build a tower to attack God. God afterwards then divides people up by having different languages. Then, of course, that's leading to different nations. But coming back to, say, our country, this week, 100 conservative MPs. You and I can have a very, very good debate about what being a conservative means. And the conservative party in this country is not the same as how you in the great United States of America would actually define conservatism, to conserve. There are a number of people within the Conservative Party in the UK that would go along with that in regard to conserving. But 100 conservative MPs rebelled against the leader, against the whips, as we call, where people are whipping people into line to hold the party line, against the fact that there would be some kind of mandatory vaccine passports, mandatory vaccine passports brought into this country in regard to venues and bigger venues. And the fact that Boris Johnson then had to rely on the opposition Labour Party, and there's a point I want to make about this. So the Labour Party, the opposition, has voted everything through. There's no opposition in this country. And I'm not saying I want a bunch of opposition to be a bunch of socialists, which they are. But they have gone with the government on everything. And I have discovered in the last couple of days, and I need to research this more, by a friend of mine, that Keir Starmer, who's leader of the Labour Party, then he was attending, he's attended at least once, to my knowledge, a trilateral commission, a trilateral discussion. You are fully aware of the trilateral commission, We know that it's a huge, massive globalist movement. We know of Hillary Clinton, I think, in one interview a number of years ago, going, oh, it's so useful, you know, the Trilateral Commission, the office is just down the road from my office, round about Washington, D.C. or whatever. We see all these links. I mean, that drew a breath. And I want to go back in history as well. A couple of years ago, in 2019, Boris Johnson made a speech at the United Nations. He made a speech. Remember, we'd had Event 201 in September. This is not a conspiracy. This is fact. Okay. The fact that he then made a speech at the UN and he was going on about smart cities. He then had a go at anti-vaxxers, right? We are not, in regard to this case that's going on around the world in regard to what they call these COVID-19 vaccines. These are not vaccines. They are gene therapy. They are mRNA. I am saying that deliberately to your incredible listeners to say, who are more than, they must most probably be watching other feeds from Australia, New Zealand, other countries around the world, including over here, of what is going on in the world. And at the moment, we're looking at Australia, which seems to be the test case for everything. We'll come back to that. But if you look at Boris Johnson making a speech at the UN, you cannot make this up. And there he is with his World Economic Forum little wheel badge. Now, for someone like me, I thought I was well informed. I thought I was absolutely well informed. And then I watched that speech. At first, I thought he was joking. Then I suddenly realized he wasn't joking. And I watched that retrospectively, and I could not believe it. And of course, as we know, Wuhan, smart city, controversial to say, but not with your listening to the incredible woman surnamed Tavares and all that, and all her investigation into, you know, all the G's. So in regard Wuhan, 5G and all this, the technology, how that affects human beings, how it affects us as humans being electrical beings. Now, Bojo makes that speech. You then go back in history. You then find out that his father in 1982 wrote a book called The Virus. Stanley Johnson is his father. You then go back and then you realize that Boris Johnson wrote an article in 2007 where he said, my biggest concern is the overpopulation of the Earth. The Earth is not overpopulated. And I'm missing this. And then you realize when he was mayor of London, there is the World Economic Forum seminars that he is attending. And then he's meeting, of course, even recently, meeting people like Bill Gates and then Gavi, this sort of charity that is pushing vaccines across the world that he's used our taxes to pay for. You cannot make this up. You cannot make this up. And then suddenly, he's then saying, I'm just going to say this, he's then taken into hospital because he is suffering from COVID. Then he says that this completely changed his life. At one point, and so was Donald J. Trump. President Trump said this as well. President Trump at one point was looking at herd immunity. Boris Johnson was following him in regard to that, looking at herd immunity. And in regard to Johnson, it suddenly changed. Now, let's give another few facts. We have this absolute idiot who works for Imperial College called Neil Ferguson. You will be fully aware of who Neil Ferguson is. And I do call him an idiot. Any projection that man has made in regard to SARS, MERS, bird flu, mad cow disease, etc., and over here, he has got all his projections wrong. So suddenly Imperial College, his model, turns around and says, we're going to have half a million people die in this country. Then in America, we're going to have 2 million people die in this country. Fauci then brings that all the way down to the fact that for America, it's going to be no worse than a high flu epidemic, high flu deaths. Now, any death is extremely sad and very regrettable. But if you in America say legally you've got a population of 325 million, If you then take the fact that you're going to have 80,000 deaths per flu, if you spread that over the population, whatever that is, whatever percent, it's small, but 80,000 people is still a lot of people. That has then come down. Fauci then says, I think in the New England magazine May, June, he then said, oh, the figures might be something like that. Ferguson over here eventually then says, oh, it'd be no more than 20,000. The fact that on the 20th of March, Matt, in the UK, on a government website, and my dear friend and nurse, Kate Shimanari, pointed this out to me. She's someone you need to get on your show. We'll discuss that. The fact that she said to me, have you looked at this on the UK website? The UK government website downgraded COVID-19 from a highly infectious disease to a not so highly infectious disease. When we look at it, people have called you, have called me, have called many other people in this country conspiracy theorists. Now, we are not, because every single conspiracy that we've said is now coming true. We're now running out of them. We need new ones. Now, coming right up to date, we had the vote. What is happening with people like Witte, who's the chief medical officer, with people like Valance, who give these speeches? We now have reached a situation over the last 48 hours where Witte, who is a civil servant, who is unelected, seems to be running the country by the fear that he is then spreading in regard to the COVID-19. It has not been separated under Knox postulates. You know as well as I do that the PCR tests are testing for genetic material. Carrie Mallis, who invented the PCR test, who sadly no longer with us, who seems to departed before all this nightmare started, he then said on various, there's one YouTube clip where he said, if you then take it up to 35 cycles and above, you can prove whatever you want to prove and have whatever outcome you want. I'm deliberately saying all this because I want your incredible audience, who are very well informed, but to say also to the American people, if I may, that you know what's going on. We know what's going on. And I have always said this, Matt, and you said this, I think not on your last show, but your show before, when you were giving the most incredible to me definition of the representative republic that you reside in, with alienable rights, rights given by God, and the issue of a democracy. And we are a democracy with all its massive failings. And the fact that what I find fascinating is that the Democrats, the demon rats, refer to your constitutional republic as a democracy, which you certainly are not. And they're trying to completely and utterly redefine that. And we know why. And COVID-19 is that excuse. Now, my previous member of parliament, MPs in Westminster are not military police, as you know them. They are members of parliament. That's that definition. Every time I say that to an American audience, they say, what do you mean that full of military police? Bless. In a previous situation, not that long ago, I've written 55 emails plus to my then member of parliament saying what was going on, bashing them with links from the World Economic Forum, sending him films of Plandemic and all the rest, all the stuff. And at one point, he then replied to one of my emails going, well, I just see the Great Reset as an academic exercise. The fact that the Great Reset by Klaus Schwab, the fact that the Fourth Industrial Revolution is a book, the fact that they've been pushing all this since 1971, the dabble has been going on and having the elites, and we remember President Trump's speech at Davos, I think in 2017, where got up their noses straight away, along with withdrawing from the Paris Agreement. And you know as well as I do, being extremely informed, and the fact that we have mutual friends, the fact that the whole environmental movement is an excuse for control and tyranny. And Boris Johnson has gone full-blown environmentalism. There is a understanding now where he's pushing this through to get rid of people having, you know, using gas boilers and stuff like that in people's homes. So coming back to your question, is there a resistance? Yes, there is. The issue here in the UK, by a couple of days ago, by having this vote, by actually saying this Omicron variant, this variant has come from South Africa, the fact that the doctor who discovered the Omicron variant has turned around and said there's a complete and utter overreaction within the UK, overreaction within Europe. The fact that this drip fed that's coming through, we've had Vandelay, the excuse of a woman and failed politician who's head of the European Union, says that we have to look at that we need to get rid of the Nuremberg Code. I paused for effect at that point. Sorry, Matt. Sorry.
No, because the Nuremberg Code is clearly against everything that they're trying to do right now, especially with the forced vaccinations.
Precisely.
So I would like to. We've only got about 10 minutes left. If you could continue on that, but I also want you to have time to address the perspective from outside of the United States of what happened on January 6th.
Thank you. Let's do that. A dear friend of mine, David Summerall of StopHate.com, he made a documentary that you may or may not have seen. And he's spoken at the Red Pill twice. And now a dear friend of Dan Happel, who we know mutually. The fact that he made this documentary revealing the fact that on January the 6th, the DC police are responsible for the killing of four patriots. That rewriting history, the last journalistic battle, can be found on his website of StopHate.com, and there's also Stop Hate Media. Go and have a look. So our perspective, he and I discussed all that on January the 8th. The perspective from here, if you are reading The Guardian, is that it was an insurrection. Oh, really? If there was going to be an insurrection, could you please tell me how many people were arrested that day for carrying arms? None, right? If you were going to have
zero.
An insurrection, zero. Period, zero. If you're going to have an insurrection, you would not be turning up at the time that they did. You might do that at 4 a.m. in the morning. No way. The fact that the Guardian is pushing that, pushing all the threatened of democracy, the fact that they're now talking about, you know, Mark Meadows refusing to go towards the various committees and all the rest, they have then, with other left-wing press over here, celebrating the fact what Pelosi and Cheney have said in the last few days. The perspective is that because we throw the word democracy around on this side of the pond, and I have to say this, unless you go to America, unless you spend time in the great United States of America, unless you spend time there, and I have, as you know, you do not have any understanding of it. If you are only, and it's a bit like come the other way in regard to coming to Europe, if you do not immerse yourself in what's going on, if you do not understand the history, if you do not understand how the systems, the three cores of government, are supposed to work, you then have no understanding. And the key is this. They are pushing and pushing and pushing the narrative, getting texts out, getting this, because they then want to completely and utterly wipe out the 4 years of the Donald J. Trump presidency. The fact that they are then saying they have weaponized the FBI, there is no discussion over here over the fact that there are nearly 700 people incarcerated for going along, and quite rightly, in regard to their rights, free speech under the Constitution, protesting over the fact that the election was stolen. It was stolen. We know that. Dominion voting machines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the Chinese Communist Party on speed. We know that. We know that Biden was stuffed in his basement and hardly did. He didn't do any rallies whatsoever. And then it suddenly, at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you know, the vote then changed. And unfortunately, then Fox News, you know, saying, oh, Biden's won Arizona and all this thing. And now with people like Mike Lindell, et cetera, the recounts and exposing what has gone on. So our perspective is that the narrative through the news, again, is anti-Trump, is turning around and saying, look at all these right-wing fundamentalist nutters who then descended on Washington, D.C. One, they're not nutters, or two, they're not right-wing fundamentalists. We have no idea of that because there is such a complete view. It goes through socialist lens, Matt, of viewing all of that. Now, unless you are informed, and I fortunately I am, and then I have incredible contacts on your side of the pond where I have a front row seat to what's going on, because no one is discussing over here, is that there are thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of videotape on the ground cameras that people like Pelosi will not release. And when they are released and other footage that is being revealed, being given, especially to people like my friend David Summerall, that then is revealing that people are innocent. The FBI is not talked about here, and this is my personal opinion, how the FBI has then been weaponized. People I know have then been interviewed, etc. So we now have 700 patriots in prison. And that is not that's not being really talked about over here, how they're suffering. The fact that they can't have their hair cut or their nails cut properly or anything like that. That actually they are being totally and utterly held. It's as though, you know, their rights are then taken away. They're then incarcerated for far too long. And this issue needs to go right up the food chain and needs to be shouted out and shouted out and shouted at about all this. And I know, all right, you know, Paul Gosar, I've been talking about this. Fine, we need far more. I know that Louis Gomar, Marjorie Taylor Greene, I think Mr. Gantz, went to the prison to see what's going on. We need people on our side screaming and screaming and screaming about this issue because those people did nothing wrong. So the way it's painted, finally, is to say, is that people over here, they want to wipe out the 4 years of the Trump administration because they want to put that down to an anomaly. If you are trying to build a one-world government system of tyranny across the world, then that is what you would do. And of course, as you have said it on your show 2 days ago, if America goes down, then the whole of the world goes down. It's what it represents in regard to freedom. You have a First Amendment that's protected by the Second Amendment. And as you said, even I think on Tuesday, is the fact that the Founding Fathers, the way the Constitution is written, they had anticipated the kind of lie of the land that we now actually see. And I would also like to just quickly say is that there are many, many people who don't live in the United States that would class themselves as honorary patriots too, because we love freedom too.
And that's what unites us. That's what unites us. And I really want to just applaud you for actually having the foresight to see how this could end up down the road. And for everybody listening right now, Mark produced Between Lambs and Lions, a future of the United States that we are actually seeing some of it come to pass right now. In the last minute we have left, can you tell listeners where they can go to find out more about that and comment a little bit about the movie and also your upcoming book?
That's very kind of you. MarkSutherland.org is my website. Between Lambs and Lions is on YouTube. It's extremely, and it is on Rumble, I believe, but it's extremely extremely censored. I wish I had an upcoming book. I need to hurry up and write that and get it finished. But on MarkSutherland.org, and then I made another film called The Iris Echo, which was produced 3 years ago, which was a warning about communism. And again, I say, I didn't mean to be prophetic, but Between Lambs and Lions takes the book of Daniel in the Old Testament and sets it amongst the political machinations of Washington politics. And you have a situation where you've got Daniel, Lion's Den, but in this political sort of way we paint the world, and you have President Nebuchadnezzar. And it's about the fact that America is going to tyranny, and the fact that you have got a resistance of five or six caucuses, so to speak. But I'd be honored if people will watch the film. It's on YouTube. Share it. But it is censored. Go on my website, MarkSutherland.org, and watch The Iris Echo. Matt, that's very, very kind of you to say. I never meant to be prophetic. And Between Lambs and Lions is something I would love to turn into a feature film, because man, oh man, do we need it, and we need its message now.
I totally agree. Mark Sutherland, thank you so much for joining us on Patriot Radio today. Always an honor to talk with you, my friend. Keep up the fight.
Thank you, and I look forward to, let's do it again, my brother. Thank you very much indeed.
All right, Merry Christmas. Mark Sutherland, filmmaker, you can watch Between Lambs and Lions. Go to MarkSutherland.org, MarkSutherland.org, and that's Mark with a K. Over the holidays here, press in with your family. Press into the Lord. Spend time in His presence. Thank you all for watching and listening to Patriot Radio today. May God bless all of you. May He make this generation the greatest one. Keep up the fight.